ABC Radio Australia.
After the Fijian Rugby Union signed a multi-million dollar sponsorship deal with Nike, the Samoan union Lakapi Samoa have revealed that they too have a major sponsorship agreement in the works. Meanwhile, their men's rugby sevens squad has landed in the south of France to begin final preparations for the Olympic qualifying tournament in Monaco on the 19th of June. They already know they'll be up against Tonga in the pool round, but rather than follow the Tongans' path by recruiting a team of professionals based in Europe, the Lakapi Samoa has opted to go local. Fortunately, the union's chief executive, Vincent Verpoulier, says the players do not have to quarantine in France, but the journey to Europe was long and arduous nonetheless.
Yeah, we had to go through a 12-hour restricted period where they had tested on arrival as well at the hotel. But so far, the team had gone through all the process of requirements, traveling all the way through. It was really difficult. They spent 23 hours on transit in Auckland, and then they had to travel all the way through from Auckland, Dubai to Paris. They basically were on a flight for over 26 hours just to get there.
So that's a tough start to the process. And there's been quite a bit of discussion, as I'm sure you're well aware, about the decision to pick a squad made up entirely of local players rather than looking to some of those who have been training in New Zealand, or indeed following the line that Tonga has gone down and picking European players. So in the end, why was that decision taken to go local?
We couldn't get a couple of the players that we wanted, not only in New Zealand, but also in Europe. I guess it just came down to the border restrictions and getting MIQs for the players to get back into New Zealand. And that was really difficult, not only for us, the local players as well, because we've been trying to go to a couple of tournaments just to prepare. And unfortunately, we just couldn't get any MIQs. So it was best that we prepared locally at home. And in the end, we decided to take all local players.
So what you now have is a squad, half of whom I believe have played for the Manu in sevens before. The other half have not. And of course, you're going to encounter Tonga, who are calling in some of their big guns from Europe. So is that going to be a bit of an uneven struggle?
Well, we prepared well, other than playing games, you know, to test outside against oppositions. You know, that was been the biggest problem that we had, is trying to get our team to a couple of tournaments. And unfortunately, with the restrictions everywhere, we just couldn't do that. And at the end, we felt that it was best that we look at our players locally and give them the opportunity. But yes, that's the challenge at the moment. And we're hopeful that the players that we've selected, it's an opportunity for them to put their hand up. And I guess it's what it is. And we just have to go with it.
Was there at any time the thought that you might go down the same road that Tonga have gone down? Because what they're saying is that they've encountered exactly the same problems that you have in terms of possible players not being able to get back into New Zealand, for example. So hence they opted for European-based professional players. I mean, did you consider that, or was it not possible to organise?
I don't think it was possible for us. A lot of our players, I think we've got more players who are playing in Europe who are forwards in the professional unit in France and in the UK. We never considered it at all, because the uncertainty of some players were still going through competitions and so forth. So the uncertainty for us was really difficult to comprehend.
On a different topic, Moana Pacifica, what links do you at Lakapi Samoa have with them currently? What is your understanding of how that team will work? How will it impact on Samoan players?
The difficult part that's going on right now is the commercial aspect and working through that. But for us, it's about high performance. That we're going through those discussions being facilitated by World Rugby to try and work our way how it's going to look for us in terms of the local players that we're going to put in through that system to be able to play at that level. So those are the discussions that are ongoing with Moana Pacifica right now with Tonga as well. So basically, for us, it's providing opportunities for our players to play at the next level up before international level.
So all things being equal, Moana Pacifica gets a full license, takes their place in Super Rugby next year. And when that first team walks out onto the field, there will be a healthy number of Samoans in the starting 15.
Exactly. We had to fulfill also the obligations under the conditions of the license, where the team has to be competitive from startup. So we are of the opinion that it has to be selected on merit. And we know it might take not necessarily next year, but possibly the year after. And that we'll see a lot more of our Pacific Island-based players play their way into that team. But the difficult part right now is just trying to sort out those issues on how those structures and high performance will link up with the team.
And what do you make of the deal that the Fijian Rugby Union announced, a sponsorship deal with Nike? I'm sure you would love to have a similar deal, but more broadly, that tells us, doesn't it, that Pacific Rugby is suddenly looking a lot more bankable than maybe it once did.
We have also been launching a new apparel for SIU for Lakpi Samoa towards the end of the year with one noted apparel supplier that we're working with to have our launch. And we're happy for Fiji Rugby Union that they've signed on with Nike. So it's really good for them, and we wish them well.
The deal that you're looking to sign off on, I mean, is that going to give you access to more markets than you've had before, which is one of the key elements of the Fijian deal?
Yes, exactly. We've worked really hard with our commercial team to explore those opportunities externally. And I think having a bit more access into regional competitions is open up that market a little bit for us to get some exposure, and it attracts commercial opportunities.
So when would you expect that announcement to be made?
We're hoping to have that launched before the Northern Hemisphere tour.
Any clues as to who you're signing up with, or is that commercially sensitive at this stage?
It's commercially sensitive at this stage, but we'll have that conversation down the road.
That's Vincent Vepulier, the CEO of Lakapi Samoa, the new name for the Samoan Rugby Union, and he was talking there to Richard Hewitt.